Tov Kuf Samu Beis Sif Aleph Shabur on Sif Aleph Shabur Sakat and Zayin. So he says V'chein Das Mixes Ramos. So Macharba says a person has to complete the Tainus Etzetzer Kachavim. The Ramah brought a Shita which holds you do not need to be a Mash until Etzetzer Kachavim. He says that's the opinion of some of the Rabbanim. Taimum, Mishmeres Sukkot and Zayin, they hold. The Sirlu, the Mash Omer Gemora called Tainus Shal Shokol of Achama in a Tainus. If the sun hasn't set, it's not a valid. If you don't take it till the end of the day when the sun sets, it's not a valid Tainus. V'ahinu af l'inyan anena, with regard to whether you can say anena or not. Hurakim kibul lovely sanus yerm shalim. Will I hishlim deinotinus? So if the person's Kabbalah was the fast the full day, and the person does not do that, oz eno mispalo aneno, that he can't say aneno. Avam kibul of rak adamincho. His Kabbalah.
What did you read in the Shulchan Aruch?
If I went straight to Mishpura. If he's a Makabal love originally only till the end of Mincha, the Hula Tsuri Baalma isn't, which means a couple of his real Kabbalah was just not to get a din of a tainus, but undertake a certain amount of self affliction. So, meanwhile, the person is in the state of affliction. He's allowed to say anenu, even though eventually he does not complete the tainus all the way to the end of the day. That's the opinion of this mixus rabos, okay, which is the trumas adesh. But the truth is, the majority of poskim disagree with this. So Ramos makes a decision and he decides the Lord Nismachalayim, we're going to rely on this opinion. Regards to an individual person who whenever he says anenu anyway, he says it in the paragraph of Shema Kalenu. And he finishes off V'chosim Kiyator Shema. V'yachto him, he finishes off Kiyator Shema. Right? In that situation, he's not going to say bracha, so v'loyomer baruch atah Hashem ho'ina be'isaro. He won't be saying a bracha, so then you can rely on this opinion to say it. However, by the rabbim, but the chazan has to say a bracha at the end, we should not rely on this opinion to allow the chazan to say a bracha. My mitash was settled. I feel a bezei yedalek tevis. Tsarim tani senu. Right? He should say, you shouldn't say, the verse should answer us, Abiyoim, at the day of Tsarim tani senu, our fasting. Because it's not really a valid halachic tainus. The Lulevsi, Kedarbish Gordon, Kimene no tainus. It looks like you're lying, because it doesn't have a halachic status of a tainus. So you would say the Bresha should adamin aneinu without calling it this a day of Tzoyim Tanis. You don't skip it, so even though the person is not completing the Tanis till the end of the day. At the end of the day is Hesek Kechav, and he's stopping to eat after Shkia. He's stopping to fast after Shkia. He's stopping to eat after Shkia. So he didn't really, it's not really a day of fasting. So how can you say b'yom mitzrayim tani sin? So it's to be the yesh rachak.
Stopping to eat after shkei.
Stopping to fast, starting to eat. So it's to be the yesh apoysik then utzorach l'dalig kimen shehu mesana arach echatzos. Since the mice of the tannis does extend after chatzos ayim. And what's significant
about... We're talking about shkei.
What's the difference between whether it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos. If you make it till Shkia, obviously you went past Chatzos. Those Achilosa who Kazarik Evan Lechemis. The Gemara says that the Gemara goes through a series of the proper time for a person to eat food in the morning. The Gemara says that people which are listim eat in this hour, the people which are cannibals eat in this hour, people which are normal eat in this hour, Timid Chomi eat in this hour. It says they're the last ones to get the food in before Chatzos. And a person has eaten nothing in the morning, he only eats in the afternoon after Chatzos. The Gemara says it's like throwing a stone into a large barrel. It doesn't do anything. The body has been the lack of food in the morning has affected the body. You can't recoup that. So it comes out. This person was fasted beyond Chatzos, so he's definitely affected himself in a way where that tannis affects himself. So he could say it's a yom tzom tannis, even though he doesn't make it all the way to the end of the day. This opinion holds you could say that. But the Rambam says, however, so therefore he allows him to say the words, the Yochid who says Aneinu, according to the decision of the Rambam, even though he's not going to fast until Tzeisei Kechavim, because when he's still fasting, he says Aneinu by Mencha. So he's saying because it's only by a case of a Yochid, but not a case of a group to have the Chaz and Satan, because there are Sashats, a brocha between Goyal and Roife. Our Sheikh Sibur, the Hanum, Tfilas Chazar Sashats, during Chazar Sashats, the Moise of Brocha Mecheles Al Zeb and Goyal Roife, he adds a whole separate brocha between the brochas of Geula, of Goyal Yisrael, and the brocha of Roife, Roife Chalei Amo Yisrael. So over there, he adds a whole separate brocha in between of Aneinu when he finishes and he's chosim ha'ina right be'esara. So in that situation, you don't do that. You don't rely on this opinion, which holds as a valid time to allow the chazan to say that, because really the Iker Pesach is not like that. It says halachas gam hu yomer Aneinu kadem ket hashemaya vayin v'yaloch. It says even in the case of a tzibur, the chazan and the other mispalim also would say Aneinu when they're private Shemoneh Esrei, according to this opinion. So again, of a case where a person is going to fast until after the sun sets, but before Tzeisei Kechavim, it's not considered valid tannis. And even the way that Mishnah Berurah Sukkos Zion explained it, and everybody agrees to that. That they just argue, since if your original Kabbalah was to just afflict yourself, you still can call it Davin the Tefillah of Aneinu on the day of our affliction. Okay. Sif Beis. Yesh Omrim. Shemisha Rogo. Yisanas Aser Simei Tshuva. There was a minute that people would fast during the Sesame Chuva. Kevich and Regilus the Kabbalah Betzvila. So normally the halacha is that any day of fasting that a person undertakes privately is only considered a valid fast if he was makabel at me, but if he expressed verbally his intention to fast the following day. And that's done either by mincha of the day before or sometime in the afternoon of the day before. A person says, tomorrow I'm going to be in Tainus X. So that's called being makabel b'tfila. But by the tenesim of the Sarasim Yeshuva, the minhag was not to be makabel b'tfila. That was a known minhag in Klai, so it wasn't necessarily known to be makabel. So this Yesharim holds, Ein Tzarech Lisanos Atzeis Chachamim Ela Ad Sheyetzim V'Zekneses. Okay, so what's this about? This Yeshurim holds that Mishabur mentioned that before, that since a person is undertaking the neder, We say there's a certain amount of intent. What is Kavana is to undertake it. He means to undertake it, it should be a full day. That's what he said. Over here, it was not Makabal B'chlau. And Regil is a common material. There's nothing to be mechayiv him to fast until Seis HaKachavim. I mean, he's saying, even the opinion holds that a person has to fast until Seis is because of the person's Kabbalah, not because that's a defining element of like a day in his chayiv in until Seis. But over here, since they were Mekabal, so they can break their tainus after the tzibur goes home from they go to shul for mincha and then ma'ariv like we have over here. Afterwards, they would go home. They'd be allowed to eat at that point in time, even though it's not really totally dark. That's what this opinion says. In that situation, a person would be a yochid, he would say a neinu. Not a chazor shashatz. Chen chosen, yispal a neinu karim shikon sechupa, vajogol lishas kesho brocha. That a chosen fasted day of his chasna, that's only till up to the time of the chasna. Time of the chasna, he now is in a state of a yomtiv, and he shouldn't fast a yomtiv, because the time of the chasna onwards is like it's a his celebration. So he doesn't continue to fast. So the question is, does he say aneinu if he davens mincha beforehand? He knows that they're going to make the chuppah in the afternoon. He davens mincha beforehand. He knows that he will not complete the tainus. So he shouldn't say aneinu. There it is. He never was mekabel the tainus. Our meaning is not that the chassid is mekabel the kabbalah's tainus that you say shemana say by mincha. It's a given that he fasts.
The tainus is placed upon him, basically.
Right, but since that's so, you don't need Shkia Sachar to be allowed to say Aneinu. So automatically you're allowed to say Aneinu, as long as it makes it through Mincha. So you would say Aneinu in that situation. And then when he comes in Chuppah, so that he's allowed to start eating, you know, drinking, the first step of drinking until the Chuppah, then he's allowed to continue to eat. Okay, so that's Sarasim Rechuba, and that's Chosim Chuppah. These are days when a person that does not make a Kabbalah. Our Mishnah is telling me that the Talmud is Atishuvav. Tzarech Lahashim Avogav, they don't tzarech Kabbalah. There was a minute some people had to fast in between the days of Shiva Sabbatamas and Tishuvav. In that situation, even though there was no Kabbalah, the personal Kabbalah made, however, the minute would be yes to fast to. See, you know, even though he wasn't makabel, he has to be mashim until Seis HaKachavim. V'chein mishen misana kol tzeis meitshuva, rak misana yom yomayim. By kapola bashlava, a person doesn't fast every day of tzeis meitshuva. He picks usually one day during tzeis meitshuva that he does fast, so he has to pick that day, make a kabbalah, and then once he makes a kabbalah, he has to be mashlim. Now, v'nir l'davka v'stam, that which he has to be mashlim is if they discussed it. Stam, avim hista shlo v'hashim, if he spoke out explicitly, he's been mekabel of the tainus, so that's already more than the case of stam. He verbalized his commitment to this kabbalah of the tainus, but he spoke out of tonight. That he only means to fast until after the sun goes below the horizon. Abba mehisra shlo v'hashim, reshus b'yadoi, v'odif mishar tenis. Okay. Okay, Mishra Burris of Kotten Tess. Shein regilis l'kabim b'tfilah. By Sarasim Tshuva, there was no whatever the sort, this minute of fasting, Sarasim Tshuva, there was no Kabbalah's time that was done beforehand. Why? They don't need to be makabel. That's the minig. The minig basically evolves the responsibility on their shoulders. His goal is to afflict himself. It's not to create something which has the halachic mila and power of a tainus. His goal is to give himself some kaparas avernus by afflicting himself. So, like which the Mishabur said before, it's a cut in Zion. If that was what the person's intent is, and then everybody agree, you could say, "Nein." I'm sorry. This is the sheet of the Mixas Rabosa, which said that you're allowed to break the tainus right up before the Seisa Kachal, because if it was understood that your Kabbalah was not a Kabbalah for true tainus, but it was a Kabbalah for the Tzur Ba'alma, so the Tzur Ba'alma is done. Now I want to eat. There was a minhag. These were much more standardized minhagim. To fast the first day of Slichas, and also to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, a person does not need to do Kabbalah beforehand. Since he doesn't need the Kabbalah beforehand, there's no problem of him not being mashlim, because the whole reason he has to be mashlim, and make it all the way to Seisa Chachom, because since he's verbalized it, so we say, once he verbalizes it, he's got to stick to what he said. We've never verbalized it. Then we say that till Shkia is efficient. You don't need till Tzeis. Okay. So he said, so they fast only continues till after they leave the shul. So Rashi is also Rashi. So referring to they leave the shul after having davening mincha, then ma'ariv, and then they leave it till night outside, and they cannot break their tainus. Really swell in b'yom, even if they daven ma'ariv when it's still considered halachically daytime, the hainu miplag mincha l'malah. Then you can go back and have Marav from Plaga Minchan onwards. So who Yud Aleph shows, Pachas Revia, it's 11 hours minus a quarter, or it's 12 and three quarters. Excuse me. So it is 10 and three quarters of hours of the day. So an hour and a quarter of those type of hours, you divide the hour day into 12 equal parts, that's called an hour. Take an hour and a quarter of that, from the end of the day, work backwards, that's, you could daven arbitrary from that point in time. So some arbitrary and makav is that. Hakim shigia hazman hazeh dai, v'vat shispalu mincha tchila. But the Rambam says that, you know, even if the person wants to daven arbitrary later, now is his man, you're allowed to eat, But which means, the chara, the pashasi means, the tzibur had been daven marv. He hadn't. He didn't daven later. But since the tzibur daven marv, he never meant to be mekabel more than that. I must actually submit to pay out because of the actual rabbim legem shal disanis kiim ad zman and mincha gedola. We spell tchila mincha. They fast until Minchas and half an hour after Chatzos. They fast until then. They daven Minchas, then they go break their tainus. His goal isn't to create a tiny state, his goal is to afflict himself as an act as a vehicle of tshuva and kapara before he gets married. They don't necessarily make kabbal the day beforehand, so it's not the kavana which is going to define it. Case of Adam Cholish, so he reached that point. So here's what to be samech on. The nenu doesn't force him to continue fasting the rest of the day. The chosin misana rakla suri mishum mitshuva lechaper v'nasov be'em regilus lekabel b'mitchas shalafanim. So that's both chosinus that it's not mekabel the day before, and it was for tzura the tzuri b'alma. Where is it? Okay, he said nainer before the chuppah, and then he makes the kashrut, drinks the kashrut before. He's a chalishan, gam ken. Actually, he's a betchila. So the hashim really didn't say explicitly. He's only been mekabel tainas until the chasna. He didn't say that. For the chuppah, it doesn't make a difference. It's still mutter. But now. Mashakasa v'oz. Okay.
If he did accept upon himself the Kabbalah at Mincha before his before the Chasana, he didn't really do anything. Is that what we're basically saying? Like, he doesn't do anything, just wait for breath.
No.
No.
It's a tzuri b'alma. His kavanah is to be mitzar himself, so which allows, according to this opinion, to say anenu, even though it's not a halachic tainus. But you still say anenu because the ma'isa it's a day of a person's affliction through not eating. So there's elements of anenu which are relevant.
So when it says ve'ein regilus b'kavanah b'mincha shalafanim.
And so, had even makabel it, he'd say explicitly X. He'd say, "I want that." Then he's mechayv to go told say sechagav. He says, "I'm makabel tainus." The tainus means the whole day. So you can't stop in the middle of the day. Shki is also called middle of the day. So say sechagav, it's not over. If a person wasn't makabel it, and we say, "Look, he's doing all das. What's normal?" So he would be allowed to be more makabel.
When
correct.
What would that mean? He'd be allowed to break his fast early?
Allowed to break his fast early, correct. I don't know if I can't absolutely say this, but it's clear that it's not a good thing. But the Yishta kind of mincha. He's only allowed to fast after. He's only allowed to break his fast after mincha. Those that you'll yuchal or because if he breaks it before, and he can't say anenu. Come on, come to Yosha, she asks the chasim, if ever she'll hash him. But that which you're allowing the chasim to stop by the chuppah and start, because now it's his holiday, that's not the preferred way of doing it. The preferred way of doing it is to speak it up. Le hash them. What's that going on? Good, come on. However, by the fasting during, not during the Sefer Shabbat, but during the 3 weeks.
What, during what?
3 weeks.
Not during
Sefer Shabbat. So loch is, you have to be mashed. Hatam, kibin shemisan ala over, ala kurban, lermin in the tzurka kumachal, he's trying to afflict himself, he's not doing it to be mechaper in his affairs, he's trying to be part of the greater tzibur's reaction by undertaking a tainus. Hashem v'sarsim yitshuva, the misanam al-osid, Shikara Gzadinam. The goal over here is there his goal is to afflict himself and get kaparas abarnas. So we say he wanted to get kaparas abarnas, didn't mean the whole day. That's why the people have a minute that they fast 40 days leading up to Yom Kippur. All those are tshuva days. The goal is tshuva, so therefore there's no need to the goal is to mitzar ba'alma, therefore there's no need to be mashed. You don't need to make a new Kabbalah. It's going on during the 3 weeks. There's a minute people do every year. Person who doesn't fast all of a sudden mitzvah just for 1 or 2 days, that already wouldn't need a shlama. Other than Sir Kabbalah, the Makubal Bami Bnei Shrugal Bazal Kalashan doesn't need to make a new Kabbalah. He's doing the last 10 years, even Makabal, to fast during Sajjah Mitzvah some of the days. So he means it this year also, to be otherwise. Rak was on your mind. Mari Bermish and Anoy Lisanus Kalashan. Yeah. Person doesn't fast all those sets of mitzvah, but only 1 or 2 days. He doesn't do it every year. But he can't circle Kabbalah tennis, so he has to be in the Kabbalah. Since it's not every day, the minute was every day, not doing that. So he's in the Kabbalah's own personal thing. He has to be in the Kabbalah. Once he's in the Kabbalah, he has to be a master. However, Misha Misana Kolshana, Fila Rak Keva Yemechad, Kabbalah Yemechad, they say, it's a Kabbalah Bashlama, the Kolshkin, Misha Masa Bashas Kabbalah, so Vari and Circle Hash, the Shlama. But so we have a situation where a person could, he's wrong, he'll always do the same day. So that situation, you don't need a Kabbalah. So if you don't need a Kabbalah, so then you don't need to be fast the whole day. Hashem, if you're Mekabel, you're Mekabel to do what, a day of tainus, which means those heads are good. Tezayin hisno. Person was master of affairs. Shlala Hashem. It works. That's Hatsi B'Shas Kabbalah Satanis. He spoke out. I'm not being Mekabel to Mashal. Actually, ooh, then he hissed the Mekaidim. I mean, the Kabbalah shall keep our Chakach. I did this. No, come on, happy. So the Kabbalah is B'Shas. He's B'Shas Mincha. So he made this caveat 2 hours ago. So who said he had a mind when he made the netter that he's based himself on the caveat? So that's the chiddush over here. He says, this condition that he's saying that when he Mikabel Tainus, which is the Nosuch that he says, in Shmonesrei, he doesn't mean it, but he means with certain limitations. So before he starts, he makes an announcement. What would be in a case? He wants to make this condition not right before, right then, but earlier in the day. So do we say now when he gets to the end of the day and he does these things, which you know that he's relying on his original intent? Because he spoke out 3 hours ago, he's not finding mashlim. Or you say no, b'shas is makabel. He didn't say anything. What he meant, what he meant 2 hours is not relevant for now, and I have no reason to say that he's still having that in mind. So therefore, he'd have to fast the whole day. Gimel. Yachish kibul of the tannis stam erev Shabbos. Tzarech lahash tannis had tzei sechachav. Even erev Shabbos, you'd have to be mashing the tannis. The person who's makabel tannis stam, he's saying he meant the tannis. Tannis means the whole day. Let's spoke out like he said before, till the end of the tefillah. Finally, Elvis Simon wrote Reish Mem Tes. Okay, so after Mishnah Berurah, you sign Shkibul of Tainus Tam. Hanash Lepirish Beis at Kabbalah Es Kabbanos. He didn't say what he meant. In the Mishnah, how you die Kabbanos? The Kamei B'Shar Yemer Sachol. They know who she Atzei Sachol and calls Manash Lepirish. So we say he meant Tainus. Tainus during the week means the full day. So Shabbos also means the full day. So it's a Kabbalah. Unless he's Mefarish.
If he first thought he wasn't going to fast the whole day and then was Mekabel Tanis later on for without stating it wasn't for the full day, he might well have to fast for the full day.
Correct. You're back there. I'm next sif already. What in the Mahanika Shasam she sound a rock as one minch gdailo? So also the person would make a tanai that till the end of davening, or the tanai would be till mincha zman mincha gedolah. But your tanai is yochel ispala nino. So a person with kabul, explicitly he's paying the fast part of the day until after the mincha gedolah. He would daven mincha gedolah, and he can then say a nino according to this opinion. Then afterwards he can eat. Finally, with some rishim tests, anamash shakriyasham b'hagod l'dino. So he sends you back over there. If it's a tainus of the whole tzibur, the tzibur, because of a tzora situation, then b'kabel tainus, that tainus has to go the whole day. So it's a kachab. It's a personal tainus. The law is, you don't need to be a mashlim, but you should speak it out at the time of the original kabbalah. V'ayin ma'ashe k'sab t'isham mishabura ubir alacha. So he raises certain questions over there. So take a look over there, what he says. It's over here.